Deception! After deep freezing their Wookiee compatriot, our heroes, along with the clone troopers, come up with a plan to invade the Redarian chain gang's base, the Vault. They decide they're going to deceive the pirates with a bounty using the ex-pirate Graf Lind. After deceiving not one, not two, but three Redarian pirates, the crew finds themselves deceiving their way into Butt Radar's office, facing down the Butt Radar herself. But just when their lives were taking them so far, Graf reveals his ultimate deception and betrays the K-Wave crew. The choice is now either accept Butt's offer of payment or shoot their way out. One way or another, Graf is getting shot.
Graf already got shot.
He's getting shot again.
Yeah, he's temporarily lame.
He's always been lame. He's temporarily super lame.
You've lamed him more. He was already lame before.
I didn't know that was possible.
All right, I sent you guys your destiny pool.
Yeah, one dark.
Oh, shit. Come on. All right, Tiger rolled two lights.
Yeah.
Sorry, God rolled two lights.
That's the worst part.
For you. God wants us to have dark points.
Yeah, because I get to spend dark points.
You don't really, though.
If I could spend light points, I'd be excited about those.
But you don't spend any points, really.
You're right.
If that works in real life, God only gets his way when he hurts us?
Yeah, he works in mysterious ways. Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to think. I thought there was something else that I wanted to say or do before we got back in it. But escapes me, so.
All right, so Mac.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I wanted to say, okay, do you guys want to strategize before we jump into the vault?
Yeah, I want to.
Okay. Do we want to talk? I think we spent a long time talking about what happened. We can go over it a little bit more, talking about what you guys want to do. You can ask me some questions I can answer from what I remember. We could look it up.
Can you resend the map? It X'd out on me.
Yeah, I moved back to the lobby.
Oh, you moved to the lobby.
So we can strategize without cheating and looking at it.
Oh, okay.
I assume.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of out of character.
Yeah. Mac, what do you want to do?
I want to shoot.
You want to fight?
Yeah, we're
it's
surrounded.
It's the two of us. Against
you and I.
A shit ton.
Yeah. I don't know, but we're surrounded. I don't see any way out of this.
I mean, we can try to negotiate and get 20,000 gold for this.
No.
And hope that ghost comes back to life and doesn't die right away.
No, we should just shoot our way out. I'm not going. No more negotiations. The Butt has to die.
Well, let me try to negotiate a little bit first.
Just
the tip?
No.
Just rummage through her Wookiee pockets.
I want her, like, if there's a safe or something, I want her to get the credits out first. So that way, when we win, the credits are there and we can take them.
Oh, that's a good
point. So I can be like, show me the credits first.
All right, but then I get the blaster in the face.
You can blast her in the face depending on initiation.
And I get to pickpocket her.
All right, but we split what's in the pockets.
Got
it. I feel like I kind of wish that was in character, but I guess out of character is fine.
It would be very hard to justify us sitting in the corner going, yeah, but we split what's in her pockets.
Well, I think you guys did turn around to...
We did a little sidebar.
To huddle. Yeah, a sidebar, yeah.
And yeah. She's like, you're doing what with my pockets?
I don't like that voice for her, though. It's not Don Knotts. You're doing what with my pockets?
That's my exasperated woman voice.
Oh, no, there are three Don of Knotts. Us. I forgot about Zeke.
Boy, you forgot about me.
I forgot that you were here during this huddle.
I've been here the whole time.
Well, why didn't you speak up and say what you wanted to do?
I wasn't paying attention. What were you talking about?
This is why I didn't include you.
I'm an experienced commander.
Yeah, so what? Do I have any grenades?
I don't think so. I know you gave up your flash grenade for sure.
One of my stun grenades. I think I had two of those.
I think you had something recently.
But I think I used my last frag grenade on the Talio wall.
I thought so too.
I'm just saying that because there's one in my inventory.
All right, see you later.
Okay.
And okay. I think you had two stun grenades and I had to give one up.
Yeah, Also,
your encumbrance. Oh no, that's your threshold. I had it backwards. I was going to say you were over encumbered.
I was because that's why I got rid of one of the stun grenades was to get that down. But the
right.
But the frag grenade was taking up one of those, so I didn't have to. So I have one stun grenade left?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to negotiate a little bit. As we say in the huddle. All right. Break.
Where's Graf? What's he doing?
He's lame.
He's lame. So he showed down with Sar and they both exchanged fire. And he got hit. He's kind of standing in between you and the butt radar, trying to get her attention to...
Is he still standing, though? Or is he
on the ground? No, he's standing. I mean, he's hurt. He's kind of hunched over, but no, he's still standing.
All right,
Mrs. Radar. Miss Radar?
Please.
Madam Radar?
Call me by my full name.
Butt.
Well, okay, butt.
Radar, butt radar.
Okay, radar, butt radar.
Yes.
Jeez. Show me the credits.
You'll get your credits.
No, show me them.
You're not in a position to be demanding anything here.
You're not in a position to be demanding anything here.
How am I going to know to get the credits to walk out of here?
I guess you don't.
All right, then. Show me the credits.
No.
Show us the credits or we'll shoot your little betrayer man in the leg again.
And as you say that, she gives a signal and Graf is shot by one of the guards.
I look at Mango. Did you expect that? Because I didn't expect that part.
Are you going to pickpocket his leg?
I might.
I think that leg has a secret compartment in it.
11 damage. Now Graf is incapacitated. He falls to the ground and looks unconscious. Oh, not invisible.
Not dead, though.
He got shot and turned invisible. Okay. So
it's unclear if he's dead, but it's not looking good for him.
Right. Oh, I don't trust him. He's
you probably shouldn't.
He did betray.
I care not for that man.
All right. When I turn to look at Mac to see if he expected it, I reach to pull out one of the stun grenades stealthily.
Okay. So that would be. Let me see. It will be a stealth check. If this were to initiate combat, which I think it will, I will let you, if you succeed the stealth, then you can have your first turn before anybody else, but then you'll be in the natural initiative order.
All right, so my and I think stealth, I have like start, two bonus. And stealth.
Okay, but a stealth, this is going to be opposed against the butt radars. Let's see, what would it be? Their perception, which is... Let me see. Which is going to be 4 ability, so it'll be 4 difficulty.
One success.
That's all you need. Okay. Yeah. So let's say you're able to, describe how that happens. What the stealth is allowing you to do is to grab the stun grenade without being seen.
All right. So as I turn to Mac X, asking him if he expected them to shoot Graf, I'm reaching in, like, surprised. I pull it out, I arm it, and then I toss it right at the feet of the butt radar to go off on contact with the ground.
I think that will be a coordination check for how your throw went. Or would that be a... Or is that... What's a grenade?
Coordination, I think, would be a good one.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Difficulty?
You are... Probably... Are you at close or medium? Probably close, huh?
Probably.
Yeah. So just one difficulty. Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. I want to double check how the stun works.
They blow up.
Sorry, I should know about this, I guess. Weapon with stun causes strain to the target. And inflicts strain equal to the weapon's stun rating. Okay. What is the stun rating of the grenade? 8.
That's pretty stunning. What it is?
Yes. I have a...
Okay. I was looking at that little page, whatever.
Okay.
All right. Honestly, Mac, I thought that would do more than just strain them. I thought it would like blind them for a round or something. Or
well, look how strained they look. I think we made our point. Now tell her you got 3 more of those.
But
okay,
it,
so
does it get like everyone in the like the two guards too, or just butt radar?
Yes. No, it gets all of them.
Okay.
I will let that in that case be. So they won't. So let's roll for initiative. Because of your stun grenade, butt radar took the strain, but also the NPCs up here are going to be what do you say? Cool checks rather than vigilance checks, and I'll say that too for these down here. So the NPCs will be rolling for cool instead of vigilance. Remember, when you do initiative, if you're waiting for the fight, it will be cool. Oh, I had it backwards. It will be cool. If you're caught by surprise, it would be vigilance. So they'll be rolling vigilance instead of cool.
Okay.
And you guys will be rolling cool.
Because we're cool.
Something like that, I guess.
Because we knew it was coming.
Because we're cool cats under pressure.
Well, I mean, that sort of... is a strange metaphor because no one knew that was coming.
And we were pretty...
I knew it was coming.
And in the first moment that the negotiations went south, we threw a stun grenade, so...
What's this we stuff?
Yeah.
I meant the royal we.
Usually...
The royal... I mean, like, the royal we.
Usually Mac is... not so keen on you throwing grenades during negotiations.
Yeah, well, this has been an interesting negotiation.
All right.
The negotiations were short.
Yeah. I put a setback on initiative roll.
That's the term I wanted. I was trying to think of earlier.
What were you thinking of?
When I said they got hit by the stun grenade, I was like, oh, I hope they get I was going to say disadvantage.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't know if that's the rule, but... Oh, wait, hold on. No, there's more here. All right, so blast. When triggered, targets engaged with targets suffer wounds equal to rating. Wait, hold on. No, that can't be right. Oh, it is. Target suffers weapons based. Oh, but they're not engaged.
So it's to get them engaged.
Yeah, stun damage. Attack steel damages strain instead of wounds. This is still reduced by soak. Oh, that's good to know. Disorient 3. When triggered, target is disoriented a number of rounds equal to rating. So they are disoriented for 3 rounds.
So what does that mean?
I will look that up.
Okay, they get a setback, hopefully.
Limited ammo. They make number of attacks equal to rating, then must be reloaded. Okay, but that's different.
There's reloaded in the Star Wars universe? Plus.
Yeah, I don't...
One person in the movies or shows reload.
Well, yeah, and that's part thing that I have not done to you guys at all. One disadvantage for, or like, what do they call it? Threat is running out of ammo, and I've never had you run out of ammo.
Because I didn't even know you could run out of it.
Yeah, it's not very clear because you don't have like a certain number of shots, but you can run out. I can't think of an example where it's actually happened in Star Wars, like a show, but I think it has. All right, sorry.
I don't know if it's reloading, but they've had to vent the gun, I think, to cool down the barrel.
That's in one of the shows. I think they have to do that in Battlefront.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
Disorient. A weapon with disorient can daze an opponent. A disoriented target adds setback to all skill checks. Okay, so we were going to do it on accident the right way.
No, sweet.
Okay, so they're going to have 3 rounds of disorient.
Okay, try to remember that.
And as a reminder, Sarn, I let you have your turn already.
Oh, I thought that was a pre-turn.
No. Yeah, I think you could make the argument that it was a pre-turn. That was not my intention when I said it, but...
Oh, I thought that's how you meant it, but whatever. You do you.
I'm looking at the initiative order, and I think you're going to need a turn. So,
Oh, I didn't even roll.
Yeah, I didn't either. Whoopsie!
Oh, maybe I rolled for you? No, Mac, you haven't rolled.
It was left over from when I was fighting Grav.
Oh, well.
So I don't know if you want to use the same one or not.
I'll let you keep it.
Okay.
Mac, what happened?
I forgot the roll. Are you asking me?
No, I mean, you rolled. I was just saying that your roll didn't turn out very well. Oh. Your initiative roll.
No, I don't know. I'm in a bad pickle.
Okay.
Butt radar is not in there.
Yeah. Butt radar's name is Reva.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I thought her name was Butt Radar. There.
No, that's her title.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess Butt Radar also did not roll very well. All right, so the stun grenade has gone off. Everyone is stunned. One of the Redarian pirate, the Royal Guards, goes to shoot towards Sarn, who had just thrown the. And we did say you were at close, right?
Yes.
And it's a setback. And they aim their blaster carbines towards you and shoot.
I'm gonna dodge.
So what is that? A difficulty?
I suffer 1 strain to upgrade the difficulty.
Oh shit. Alright, so I'm gonna roll a difficulty die here.
Well, we can't see your rolls anyway.
You can't?
No. Tiger privately rolled some dice.
Okay.
He can tell us anything.
So it's cheater. Still... Ugh, everything I do is cheating. Wait, hold on. Why did a boost roll? Regardless, it succeeded.
You realize how bad that sounds when you say that? Why did a boost roll? I didn't cheat.
I'm disregarding that. And with one success. So it does 10 damage.
Oh boy, so that's 4.
You have soak of 6?
Mm-hmm.
That's game breaking. We're gonna have to fix that someday.
I'm at health points now.
Yeah, but that soak is so high. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I guess I'll have to think on that for a while. So, but anyway, so they do hit you. It's not for a critical or anything like that. The next up is a PC slot.
Gasp.
All right, I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna do a targeted blow at the butt radar.
At the butt radar. Okay.
At the butt radar.
What does that do?
I thought I had it right now, but I don't. Oh no, not targeted blow. Quick strike, I'm sorry. So I had a boost.
Oh, because they have not acted.
They have not acted yet.
So you get an extra boost.
Yeah.
I presume you would like to aim. Oh, that's why I had the boost, is because they aimed. So
did you give him a disadvantage or a setback?
Yes, I did. But it didn't change anything because it just gave him 2 advantages, which weren't enough to trigger a crit.
All right. And I'm not sure if you want to do quick strike plus aim.
Yeah, you can have aim for this.
Okay.
In the ensuing like chaos, you're able to aim.
Fucking destroy.
All right. That's so it's, you're shooting butt radar?
Butt radar. Yep.
Okay. And is that that's enough for a crit, right?
That's enough for a crit, plus you have to add 20.
Okay. And it's 13 damage?
13 damage.
Okay. And what is your triumph on this?
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to say I shoot her right in the knee and it forces her to go prone.
Okay. So she's now prone.
Yeah. Is that a good triumph? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use my targeted blow. Which, after making a successful attack, you may spend 1 destiny point to add damage equal to agility to the hit.
Okay, so... Is that... yeah, okay, so that would be over strength, over soak.
Yeah, so that's going to be 4. 4 additional, so it's going to be 17 damage total.
Okay.
Is she dead?
Not yet, but she's close. And there's a critical roll, right?
Yes.
He ain't dead.
All right, so 31.
51?
Stunned. No, I added. Was after adding. The target is staggered until the end of his turn. Her turn.
What does staggered do?
I'm assuming is a setback. I wish there was a list of some of the things on here. Oh, this is...
Can I go make a drink really quick?
Can you wait until we get through a round? Yep. Let's say that it's a difficulty to, and I'll look it up on the drink break.
Okay.
Grafflin would be next. He shouldn't even be in here.
He's a bitch.
Redarian pirate. Okay, so this is someone in the back or on the side of you. These pirates. I don't know. Who would they shoot at? So this one here moves closer to Mac to become engaged, and goes to. Let's see, do they have any melee weapons? Okay, they have a vibro sword, so they wield the vibro sword to strike at Mac.
Can I? Does he hit me? Just tell.
Well, me. I haven't rolled yet. I haven't rolled yet.
Can I block it with my? I'm looking at my. I have a molecular dagger. That's pretty cool.
It's a molecular dagger.
It stabs your molecules.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. That roll is supposed to have a difficulty die.
Oh, see, things like that. It sounds like cheating.
But cheating in a good way for us.
Okay, so they... it does 3 damage. But it has Pierce 2, so that means that 2 of your soak does not apply. What is defensive? Increase... melee defense by rating. Not sure what that means. That doesn't help. Pierce 2. Ignore number of points of soak equal to rating. Did that already. In vicious. When scoring a critical injury or hit, add 10 times rating to the result. Okay, so it doesn't pierce through your armor, but they hit you. Yeah. He swings the axe at you. It thankfully hits you like in like the padding on your shoulder. So it catches you off guard, but you are not injured. You don't take damage.
I knew these things would come in handy. You giant carpet bag.
Your shoulder pads?
Yeah. Can I whip a knife out and stab him?
On your turn, yeah, you can.
Damn it.
You're going to use your molecular knife?
Oh, I'm going to slice his molecules.
Okay. The next pirate over by Zeke does the same thing, but to Zeke. Rolling setback. And just completely misses. That was Zeke. All right. That does make it your turn, Mac.
No, you're missing the pirate card. Pirate Royal Guard.
Oh, okay.
Not to make it more difficult on us, but to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Well, they shoot at Sarn. With the setbacks. But is close. So, 1 difficulty and 1 setback.
Can I dodge again?
I don't know. What is the limits on dodge?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Dodge. It doesn't say. It says when targeted by combat check, may perform a dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater than the ranks of dodge. So I can probably dodge twice, take 2 strain. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, I only have 1
incidental
dodge. Sorry.
Out of turn. It's active. The number of strain suffered. I guess you can keep doing it until you run out of strain.
But I can't do it more than once. Because I only have 1 dodge picked. If I had 2 dodge on my talent tree, then I could take 2 strain, and increase
yeah, that's
the
at one. That's at one time. I don't think that's. I think that's for every time you use the dodge, not how many times you can use it per turn. I think you could use it again. You're just going to suffer a strain.
Oh, I've already used it once.
That's fine. You can use it again.
Oh, okay.
That's saying that you could take 2 strain at one time, to make it twice as difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh no, you can just it just upgrades once. The difficulty.
Constraint.
Okay, so that does not change the outcome. I roll an extra difficulty. It's 11 damage.
Oof.
And a critical.
Oh, I'm not looking so hot, guys.
My turn yet? Is it still his
turn? Yeah. You will be
one wound left.
Okay. It is Zeke's. No, I'm sorry. It's Mac's turn.
All right. I stab him.
Okay, so with your molecular dagger, can you see it in your weapons?
Yeah.
Okay, it should be two difficulty because you're engaged.
Oh, I'm so engaged right now.
Are you engorged?
Yeah. All right, so...
Did you say yes?
fucking Wookiee, I stab at thee. And I stab him. And we'll see if it succeeds. And, yeah, I succeeded. Though those threats don't look too good.
You
have to reload your molecular dagger.
Yeah. okay. Yeah, you do some damage. I originally had two pirates there for some reason. They're not two pirates. All right. Not two on this side. There's only one. There's only one on either side. Okay. That brings up to
But.
Who then spends a maneuver, stays prone, but crawls toward Sarn. And fires.
Gosh.
Okay. Yes.
Because I really need to not get hit right now.
Okay. So did you add the strain?
I've been adding the strain. Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be one difficulty because he's close. Setback.
Plus another difficulty for my dodge.
And plus another difficulty for dodge, and a setback for the stun grenade. And misses.
Oh, thank God.
You can't see my rolls?
No, it's private.
Oh, okay. Let me see if... This might fix it. Let me try this. Did you see this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Decoy
butt. Decoy butt radar.
That was... left over. All right. So.
Oh, no.
Let's. Now, whose turn is it? It's the last. Oh, it's Zeke's turn. Okay. Zeke was attacked by this Gimli on the right, so he's gonna shoot at them.
Gimli on the right.
Using his blaster rifle, which he now has.
Hey, Tiger, not to be picky, but can you move butt radar up one?
Yeah.
She crawled forward.
She did. Oops.
Oh, shit. Sorry, my bad.
No problem at all.
I'm trying to move the map.
Zeke is going to fire at Gimli. Now, I already forgot. Is that engaged, so it'd be difficult, or two difficulty...
Well, it's not engaged.
Yes, not, because...
Oh, because he's so close?
Because the Redarian Pirate, or the Gimli came with engaged with...
Okay, I just thought that was for checks, but whatever. Sorry.
He does shoot Gimli. Let's see, successes, three... three advantages.
See any advantages?
And he does. He does kill this Wookiee.
He's dead.
Plus dead.
Dead. Plus dead, yes. Okay. This is where the break is.
Okay.
So go get your drink.
I will.
Melanie just said I should be Cad Bane in the bedroom.
What? I agree. You're blurry, by the way, your camera.
It'll focus, or it won't. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is an audio medium.
I don't like it. It makes you look ugly.
Actually, I thought it made him look a little bit better.
That's because you're a bad brother. Boom,
roasted.
Let's see if I can get it to focus.
Yeah, no, we'll do it together.
Like E.T.?
Yeah, we're connecting.
Alright.
Oh no, you turned on the boss music?
Yeah, I forgot to do it at the beginning of combat.
Oh no.
I mean, if this is not the boss music, then I don't know what.
No, I'm pretty sure this is the boss music.
Okay. No, it's if this isn't the time for it.
This is not Bruce Springsteen. Isn't he the boss? Or is that Bob Seger?
No, it's Ted Tony Danza.
Ted Danson.
That's what Boo said. Oh, no, what? Who's the two guys you get confused? Is it Ted Danson and...
Confused Ted Danson with Tony Danza. yeah. And
the boss John, is Bruce Springsteen.
And John Ritter with Tony Danza.
Okay. All right. So now we're at the top of the initiative order. It is a NPC slot. I'm going to have Butt Radar take another turn here at the, or take the NPC turn. Using his or her. No, that's not going to work. Her blaster pistol.
Sarn dodges.
Sarn dodges, and
whatever
still has
happens, Sarn dodges.
And a setback to shoot at Sarn. Misses again.
God.
Okay. It is now Sarn's turn.
Dodge.
Actually, Mac, you want to take this one?
All right. I'm still fighting my wolf.
Yeah, no, maybe Zeke wants to take it.
I'm still in the Wookiee Tango over here. Actually, no, I gotta be more dramatic. I'm still in the Wookiee Tango over here.
Can I have Zeke take it to maybe get some pressure off me by firing
You need some help.
Yeah, and then he just guards?
He just shot dead that Wookiee, and then turns over to you and is ready to help.
I point at one of the pirate royal guards and say, shoot that one. The one on the left, I guess.
Okay. The butt radar is basically at your feet. When they moved up to hit you again. And so I'm going to say that. Do you think Zeke is still at close range or medium range?
I would probably say medium.
Okay. So we'll say that that's the cutoff there. His blaster rifle, 2 difficulty, does not have the setback, does aim. And shoots. But misses. You can see it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He shot at one of the royal guards.
Yeah, one of the royal guards. Just trying to decide what's next. The Redarian, the other one. Okay, so the one that's engaged with Mac is going to take their turn, using his vibro sword again. What's that?
I'm fighting it to his turn now.
Yeah, he's gonna swing at you again with his vibro axe.
Oh, we're not like grappled or nothing like that. I thought I stabbed
you are.
Him. Oh, okay. Do I still have the knife in him?
I didn't think so, no.
Oh, so I just pulled in and out kind of noise?
Yeah. Why? Right. What would you want if it was still in there? Like a setback or something?
I was going to say we should give him a setback because I've got a knife stuck in his arm. But if you...
That would have been a good spend of an advantage.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I don't know if you had an advantage, but...
No, I was threatened. In fact.
So not only did that not happen, it really didn't happen. Setback, 2 difficulty because it's engaged. Fails again. But advantage. He knocks you back, so it's gonna be your next. So he does hit you. It doesn't do damage, or doesn't hit you, but like you like move away and dodge, and so your next check is going to be, you're going to have to make an extra maneuver, which would be a strain. I guess it'd be a strain to get if you're going to attack him again and get closer.
Okay.
I guess something like that. Does that make any sense?
Sort of.
All right. Let's just go with it. I guess. All right. GBA. And the one of the Royal Guards gets to make their move. They're going to take two maneuvers to stand. They're going to move the butt radar out of the way and come in between you guys and the butt radar. So the butt radar moves back, is within, is being shielded by the Royal Guard. So that's going to be two strain. It's going to be a, or not two strain, two maneuvers. So it, they suffer a strain to do that. And then is going to attack Sarn.
Dodge.
Okay, dodge. That's increased difficulty, right?
Yeah.
Setback. All right. And does 10 damage.
I'm incapacitated.
Okay. All right. And then whose turn does that make it? Mac's turn.
All right. I'm still fighting my Wookiee, I think.
You're not engaged anymore, though.
Can I whip my blaster and shoot him? But I got a maneuver, yes. Right? So,
yeah.
Does taking my gun out, switching between the knife and the gun, is that a maneuver?
Yes.
Oh, so I need, but I already need to take a maneuver because that's what you said last time. I need to make it a.
I assumed you were going to stab again. I guess this is kind of cheating. It would be an extra maneuver if you were going to stab again because he's further away to get engaged again.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to stab him, then that's not going to be. You'll just be at close range.
Okay. Well.
Which doesn't really work out as a threat, but that's fine.
For the threat that I got when I passed out, or that the guard got.
What's that?
Can I fall unconscious into him?
Okay.
Because that would be a threat to him.
Yeah, sure. Okay. He shoots you and you fall directly on top of him.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Back.
So.
Anyway, so you can use your, Yeah. You pull out your blaster and shoot at one of the Gimlies.
Which gun? I have so many.
So it'll be close. It'll be one difficulty.
I do classic, or should I do my? I'm gonna use my diplomat's gun. I'm assuming that's the one I had. And then you said regular difficulty.
Yeah, no, it's close, so it's just one.
Oh, shit. Blast.
Okay, so that is 7 damage. That is enough to kill this Wookiee.
Wookiee down.
Dead. Plus dead. All right. Butt radar is next.
He went.
Yes, so that means that it's somebody else's turn. I guess this other pirate didn't go yet. They move up to put up another defense between you guys and the butt radar. And I'm just going to move that. He's standing over Graf, and shoots towards, he was going to shoot towards Zeke. Carbine. Setback. Hold on a second. First. Okay. I rolled the dark side point to say that these two Royal Guards are very well trained at protecting the butt radar. So they're going to set up a sort of defense with themselves, like set up like a fortification so that any shots taken at the butt radar are going to be one like more difficult. Basically a failing, yes.
That's smart. And
a Spartan phalanx, yes. One setback, two difficulty to shoot What's his name?
Zeke.
And they miss. Yeah. Okay. I guess it's the other. So going back up to the next round.
It'll be like a chance to like roll save or something.
I don't think so. I think you're just out now. You're out until someone can help you. Someone's going to have to make a medical check on you to bring you back. Which I guess probably should have told Boo that he would have had that opportunity.
Yeah, well, I have a stimmy. I was going to give him a stimmy on my next move.
Okay.
A sweet stimmy.
Yeah, but you're going to... Okay, each character may only receive one medicine check each encounter. So someone could make a medical check on you, which I guess Zeke could have done and should have done, but he did not.
Zeke's turn was already done.
Yeah, but instead of him shooting, he could have tried to help you.
Zeke went in front of me. Zeke took my spot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. He couldn't have. All right. Radarian Guard is going to shoot at Mac, who's at medium. Oh, no. He moved up, so that's going to be close. Still having a setback. But misses. Sarn does not have a turn.
Can it be a PC slot, though? Or is the slot...
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but let's go ahead and say it's a PC slot. PC, anybody?
I'm sorry, I'm going to go. I'm going to give Sarn a stem pack.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yes, that's going to take your turn.
Yeah, I believe.
Okay.
So do I roll? What do I roll for that?
Nothing. He just gets 5 extra wounds.
What? 5 extra what?
Wounds. Oh, and I think when you run out of health, you need to roll.
Did I hear it? He's getting more wounds or less wounds?
I think I'm healed for 5 wounds.
Oh, right. Okay. See, that's what I meant. He's getting 5 extra wounds. I was like, no, I don't want to hurt the guy.
You stab him with this random needle you think is a stem pack.
He definitely dies. It's definitely the vibro blade. The molecular blade.
He pulls out what he thinks is a stem pack and stabs him with the knife.
He is knocked out and incapacitated until his wounds are reduced so that they no longer exceed his wound threshold, likely through healing. He also immediately suffers 1 critical injury. So we're going to have to roll you for a critical injury.
Did you ever roll that critical that I got from Butt Radar?
Did you get a critical from Butt Radar?
There was a critical, but they missed. They failed the attack.
Then it's not a critical.
Okay, I didn't think so. But.
No. All right. And I'm going to roll your critical here for...
Not totally lame.
Fearsome wound.
Oh, that sounds worse than being lame.
The target increases the difficulty of all presence and willpower checks by 1 until the end of the encounter. Oh. I'm not sure what you would be using that for, but what is under presence? Charm, cool, leadership, and negotiate. So I guess you could be doing a cool check.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mac. That was very helpful.
Anything for you, buddy. Plus, this isn't looking too hot.
You know, I just hope this guy doesn't fire at me next.
I mean, you're right in front of him, so he's going to. No.
No.
He shoots at Mac. because Mac looks healthier. So you were down stabbing him with the stim pack, and so you just look, you're bigger on top. So he sees you and shoots towards you. Setback.
It's illegal to shoot a doctor, you know. I'm a doctor. Did I not tell you that?
Doctor Diplomat.
Doctor Dipples Mac. Doctor Diplomac.
Doctor Dicklemac.
No,
Diplomat. Diplomat State Doctor.
Doctor.
What was it? Mac skill. What did you call it? Kills. I forgot. What was your nickname last week?
Mac L Scar Sky.
Yeah, Mac L Sky Killer. Yeah. Okay.
But now I've got a new nickname. It's Doctor Diplomac.
Okay, Dr. Diplomac. 10 damage has been done at you.
Oh.
Please tell me you hit my shoulder again.
Well, you do have 5 soak, so it does 5 wounds to you.
5 wounds. Yes. So, I got 3 damage and 5 wounds.
What?
3 damage and 5 wounds, that's what I've got.
I don't know what the 3 damage part is.
I don't know either, then. I thought that was from earlier. I got shot and he stabbed me. Remember, he stabbed me in the shoulder.
Yeah, but you didn't take any damage.
You didn't take any damage.
Oh,
that was because of your soak.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry, no, it did 3 damage, but that wasn't enough to get over your soak.
Oh, okay. So I'm okay. All right.
So you're okay. So it was actually
your shoulder
so
pad is absorbed.
Oh, I'm okay then. This time I'm not okay. This time I'm fucked.
This time you took 5 damage or 5 wound.
5 wounds.
5 wounds.
Worth it.
Okay, Radarian Pirate is dead. Mac, so it's another PC slot. So it'll be Zeke. Zeke moves and grabs you, Sarn, and pulls you back. We'll say that you need to use a maneuver to get up from having gotten the stim pack, but he pulls you back away from. So now you guys are.
Medium range.
Yeah, we'll say. Well, yeah, you guys are at medium range.
All right. Okay, whose turn?
Zeke doesn't fire. That was his move.
No, that would be his turn. Move. Okay. Yeah, would be moving you guys.
Thanks, Zeke.
No problem. We need to get back here and regroup.
We do.
Yeah. All right. Butt Radar is here next. Radar shoots towards you.
She's alive?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But still prone.
Yes, it was prone, but she's going to use a maneuver to get unprone.
Unprone.
Which I guess I just say stand up.
Unprone.
And shoots towards Sarn. She's got a hard-on for Sarn.
I mean, I don't blame her. No, I was going to say Sarn dodges, but...
Sarn takes.
I went the opposite way.
So you should still be. Wait, your wound cannot be 3.
No, I went the opposite way.
Oh, I didn't realize there's an up and down.
Yeah, so I should be at 10 wound.
Okay, that sounds right.
See, I was at 7, and this is 4.
So you should be 11.
11? God damn it. There we go. Okay. Back to 1 hit point.
And I feel like Zeke went already, right?
So yeah,
this was Sarn's. Oh, so it's Sarn's turn.
All right. What kind of shit is Sarn going to pull out here?
Do you have any more stun grenades?
No, that was my last one.
Do you want to lie and say we have more?
Oh, I'm still blurred.
May perform precise aim maneuver, suffer no restraint. Never reduce the target's main Do we know what, like, range defense is?
That is, there are things that you can have. So, for instance, actually, now that you mention it, these Royal Guards do have a defense. The defense adds difficulty to ranged attacks or melee attacks, depending on which kind of defense you have. I had not been playing those, but I probably should. So if you're going to shoot at the Royal Guard, actually, I don't think you guys have shot at the Royal Guard.
Shot at one of them,
I thought.
Oh, one of them does have a wound.
Wound.
So it's going to increase difficulty for... It's basically the same as like armor. Some armor adds to soak and some armor adds to defense.
All right, I guess I'm going to precise aim at the... You said if we aim at the butt radar, it's one more difficulty, right?
Yes. Because of the phalanx.
Yeah. Shit. I'm gonna aim and shoot at the butt radar.
Okay. It's gonna be, you guys are at medium, so it's gonna be three. Okay, you hit the butt radar.
For 10 damage.
For 10 damage, holy crap. But then minus the soak. So you shoot at the butt radar. It's a great shot. It just gets right in the middle of the phalanx that they're setting up. And it incapacitates the butt radar. And a critical injury.
I heard that music.
Alright, and the butt radar, who is now suffering an agonizing wound. Which means the target increases difficulty of all... 77? No.
Gotta be 77.
No.
Yeah, because my lethal blows.
Yeah, but I don't think that counts for... It's not a critical hit of the blaster rifle. It's a critical hit from being dead.
Oh, okay. You're right.
I don't know if I'm right, but that makes sense to me right now.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, if you had gotten a critical on the blaster rifle, I would definitely agree.
Absolutely.
Okay. Agonizing wound. And... All right. Incapacitated. And that brings it up to round four. I'd like to remind everyone that means they are no longer stunned.
I'm kind of hoping that the butt radar being unconscious now demoralizes them into giving up.
Does that ever happen?
I think that could be a leadership check on your turn. Keep in mind your leadership checks are going to be at a disadvantage because of your critical injury. Okay. You're not incapacitated anymore.
No. Ah! Oh.
You just had the icon for incapacitated.
Well, minus unconscious.
Okay.
AKA conscious.
The pirate guard shoots at Sarn, and you dodge, right? So it increases difficulty?
Yes.
Okay, and but no setback.
No setback anymore. Fuck.
Okay,
I'm incapacitated, or I'm unconscious.
All right.
Sarn.
No, we're not disappeared. I did it again. All right, Sarn's been blasted again.
Add the critical.
Oh shit! That's not good. So it's a critical plus 10 because It's the second one. Okay. So overpowered, which is actually 87, is going to be compromised. Compromised. Increases difficulty of all skill checks by one until the end of the encounter. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not going to make any skill checks.
Nope. Pretty sure I'm going to die.
Okay. All right. So it is a PC slot.
I guess it's my turn.
you can hand it off to Zeke if you really wanted to.
No, I'm going to blast the one on the left.
You can try to convince them to stand down now that their leader's dead.
Oh, do I have a good leadership check?
Says an unconscious Sarn.
How's my leadership?
Like he's falling. Sarn's falling down and goes, trying to convince them to stop.
You think that'll work? I'm not, you know, I'm...
You're talking to an unconscious man.
He was just awake just a second ago. All right, guys, Wookiees, stand down. This is me taking charge right now. And I got to roll my leadership roll, right? Is it just too difficult?
What a rousing speech. No, hold on. No, I didn't mean to do that.
I didn't mean to do that.
Let me double check to see what their discipline is. Okay, yeah, no, it would have been too difficulty anyway. So you failed. Although you have an advantage. Do you have a creative way to spend your advantage here?
My advantage. They're definitely intimidated by me. I didn't make them put down their guns, but they're definitely like looking at each other like, you know, like maybe they should consider it. Like they're definitely demoralized. Let's just say that.
Okay. I wonder how mechanically demoralization happens.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's a feeling, not a mechanic. You know, it's just
okay. It's unmechanicable.
It's unmechanical. We'll see how their roles do it. How if they're demoralized enough for to lose.
Okay. So it's a Royal Guard's turn now. He's gonna point and fire at Zeke. Just because he's closer to Zeke. That you guys are at medium. No setbacks. Succeeding. Let's see. Oh, shit. He already had wounds.
Wounds?
Zeke did?
Yeah.
From what?
I think probably from the Talos.
But we rested.
Then maybe not that. I don't know what it was. You guys don't get fully healed from your last rest. You healed one wound.
Okay.
Because you guys stopped in the camp to heal. Remember you rested?
Mm-hmm.
But that's only one. So Mac's turn is going to be taken by Zeke. Because Mac went for Sarn. I don't know if we're doing this right. But anyway, okay, so Zeke fires at one of the guards. The one on the right. Does damage. Let's see, 4. Does enough damage to kill one. So he is dead now. All right. Top of the order. Pirate guard. He aims and shoots towards Zeke. Seeing that he's looking weaker. Fires towards Zeke. Two difficulty. No setbacks. Succeeds. And... oh, yeah, that's going to be enough to incapacitate him.
Oh, no. Mac, it's up to you.
I'm just going to go in blasting.
Be the hero we know you can be.
All right. I'm shooting the one Wookiee on the left, right?
You can.
That's what I got to do. I got to do what I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, wait. Let me roll Zeke's critical injury first.
It's just me and this Wookiee left. Oh, my goodness. This is dire.
Hamstrung.
What?
Hamstrung.
Oh.
That's the critical injury.
This tripped me up. I was just having this image of me standing down with this Wookiee in this blasted room of smoke and everything, and all of a sudden he goes, hamstrung. Oh, shit.
Ham sandwich.
All right, so... I'm going to just blast. I'm going to rely on the trusty gun to do its duty, and I'm going to pray to the Force.
Okay.
God. Am I far? What's my difficulty? What's that, anything?
It's medium, plus it's one difficulty because they have one defense.
All right, so...
so three.
Three difficulty?
That's right. You missed.
Yeah.
You have an advantage.
How should I spend this advantage? You guys got any, that character, you guys got any ideas for this particular situation?
Let's see. You could... maybe. Well, you have it. Andy, do you have an idea?
He shoots, misses, but it hits towards his feet. And okay. the Royal Guard is forced to take a step back, forcing him to long range.
How's that sound? Or is that a little too implausible?
I think the long range part is probably a little implausible. I think better would be a setback.
Okay. So,
what do you think, Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Mac, you're good. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoot at his feet.
Well, all right. Not shoot at his feet. You shot and it hit towards his feet.
I meant to do that. Yeah, I got you dancing now, Wookiee. Next one will be at your head. Hear what I said, Sarn? Oh, shit. Z? Oh. Guys are sleeping here.
Sarn just farts.
Okay. Let's see.
This would be a good time to hide.
Max takes five strain to run into the next room and hide.
I mean, he could have run.
In time, I was right by the door most of the time, I think. Kind of. Yeah, I was pretty close to that door.
All right. So at the top of the order, you guys hear a bunch of blaster fire coming from somewhere outside. Right.
The clones.
And then all of a sudden, bursting through the window, two people that look suspiciously like Zeke bust in through, they rappel through the windows. Entering the room. Entering the room is Rafe and
Jake.
What is the other one? Was it Jake?
No, Jake is dead.
Jake is dead.
Oak?
Jake.
No. Tojo.
I forgot about Tojo.
Yeah, Rafe and Tojo. Well, because he was sleeping for a while. We
always forget about Tojo.
And they come in, catching everyone by surprise. they both get a shot off before the next round. But they're going to be at close range of their blaster rifle. Succeeded of 10 damage. And let's see. 10, 6. Killing the last Radarian pirate.
That here. Still only counts as one.
Counts as one what?
He only got one. We killed the rest of them.
The Gimlies are dead.
Yeah, that's a Gimli. That's a Gimli joke in the Star Wars game where these Wookiees look like Gimli.
A guy opens a piece of heart because I need it.
Oh, what happened in here? Look at all these dead Wookiees.
They smell bad on the outside.
Oh, yeah, they're dead. All right. Yeah, they don't smell good either. What's going on? Are you guys okay? We heard all the blaster rifle and we repelled in. Thought you might need some reinforcements.
No, we got it. We're all good.
Here. Okay, well, now, see you later.
How are you? No, don't leave. Don't leave. We got shit to do.
And then as they say that, they look... which one? This is Rafe. Rafe says, "Sarge," and they run over and they see Zeke is just laying there, and they're like, "No, God damn it, not again!" And they look at him and they're distraught.
Two more stim packs. Should I give them to both these two to wake them up at least?
How many stim packs did you have? Where have you been stashing these stim packs the whole time? What the fuck?
Three squirrel away for a dire situation. And look where we're at.
I can't say anything. I'm unconscious.
Exactly. Actually, now I'm thinking considering.
I did not have three. Did you change your inventory on your sheet? I doubt it, right? You just have it in your book?
I thought it was on the sheet here. Let me double
check. It was at two. I was just wondering if it was at three previously.
I thought it was at three.
Okay.
I just saw it at three earlier today, but I might be wrong. Oh, I see two, but I thought that's because I used one earlier.
Okay. All right.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't think I put it down. I did not. If you minused one on you, then. Well, anyway, okay.
Well, you're calling.
Well, all right. So let's see. Tojo, is it you got a stim pack?
I got one stimmy.
Toss it here. Toss one here.
I toss it. Do I have to throw a check for that?
Yeah. No. You throw it to him, and then he injects it directly into Zeke, and Zeke jumps up, kind of like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction, and it's like,
ooh, that. Was tough. That never gets easy.
Almost dying. Yeah, it never gets easy.
Right. So, did we win? He starts looking around. It's like, oh, well, we're not captured. What happened? Are we okay? Am I dead?
You're not dead. Your men came in and they saved the day with a little help from Max Skyblade. And I do a pose.
Before anybody thinks to give Sarn a stim pack.
Yeah. I give Sarn a stim. So can I are we still doing turns? Can I just give him a stim pack to wake him up?
Yeah, no, the encounter's over.
Okay, so I give him a stim pack to wake him up. Wake up, buddy. Here. And I put it right into your jugular.
I don't jump up like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
Because you've been here before?
I go, I thought for sure a Wookiee would have... I would have woken up to a Wookiee.
Inside of a Wookiee?
Wookiee you're going to wake up to is when you wake up on that couch in that living room and you see our good old buddy Ghost up there just holding that room together.
All right, but remember, we're splitting the pockets of the butt radar.
All right, so is that it?
I mean, you guys want to go a little bit longer?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, Sarn would really appreciate going for pockets.
Yeah. Pockets.
Because if Sarn finds two more stim packs, they're getting used.
Yeah, why don't we go pick his pockets?
Right,
no, that's fine. It's about good timing anyway.
Yeah.
Too cold.
What?
The butt radar is only incapacitated.
Yes.
So we should kill her or take her captive.
Well, I will remind you that you do have a bounty. I believe it was dead or alive. However, you are going to need proof of death. And the person who hired you for the bounty, Venlana, wants the medallion as proof of the death of Butt Radar.
My only fear is that if we put the Butt Radar in handcuffs or in binders and walk her through the rest of the compound, we're going to get attacked.
Maybe.
But we also could hold her hostage and walk her out of the compound.
But if we put on the medallion as the new Butt Radar,
I think that's a plan.
All right, Mac, you want to put the medallion on? You're the one that survived.
Can we split it? Can I be Butt and you be Radar?
I don't know how you would split it.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Before we leave, I take out that vibro knife I have.
Uh-huh.
I stab Graf in the fucking head.
Okay. So you're just going to go do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should have ended a little earlier.
I'm trying to think of how to do it because I think you'll have to roll. I think you're gonna have to roll, so you know how much damage you do.
All right. Brawl or melee, right?
No, it's gonna be you should be able to pick the knife from your weapons.
All right. Zero difficulty because he's unconscious, right?
I guess, but then, yeah, whatever.
Watch me fail.
Okay, so two successes, three damage. So I guess he would roll another critical injury. So I guess he didn't roll for being incapacitated. So that's going to be 41.
He's not dead. He's going to have to get a wooden head.
Okay, so 111. Yeah, he's dead. I'm not sure how to do this, but there's no reason to keep him alive. You killed him.
I take his peg leg.
You kill him. You kill him. It's
a trophy. Take his peg leg as a trophy.
Okay. And you guys take the medallion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mac, did you go through the pockets?
No, you can go through the pockets. I'll take the medallion. Do you want... I'm just going to do it. I'm declaring myself the new Butt Radar.
That's fine.
Okay, and you put... what are you going to do with the medallion?
I put it on.
Okay.
It's very shiny. I mean, unless you want to be Butt Radar, Sarn, I mean, you could do whatever you want.
What the... Oh, okay.
That was... I assume you guys went through the pockets.
Yes. No, I was just curious because I saw 1059. I had no idea what that role was.
Oh, yeah, there are, I don't know how many are in here.
It looks 1,200
items.
Holy
that Jesus. You can roll from this table. And let's see.
It says fusion lantern.
You found a fusion lantern and
a broken comm link. Why is there a dark side point next to it?
A photo of a child.
A photo of a child. And inside there's just
that bummer in our head, a child.
There's a picture. There's a picture of a young Wookiee.
Show me the child.